Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
A high school teacher runs the risk of ending her career when she answers a student question about Jesus in God's Not Dead 2.
How do we make this go away and not get blood on our hands?
We let the ACLU do it.
We're going to prove once and for all that God is dead.
And do you really think the ACLU talks that way? Well, not exactly, but this movie, a follow-up to the smash hit God's Not Dead, provides mostly believable characters on the Christian side of things and dramatic courtroom confrontations with a capable and compelling cast.
Mr. Kane will insist faith isn't on trial here, but that is exactly what is on trial.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
That's Melissa Joan Hart, who does a fine job in the lead role, joined by an interesting collection of associates, including Pat Boone, Robin Givens, Ernie Hudson, and the late Senator Fred Thompson. Most of the characters are sympathetic, even sweet, but the interesting and important ideas in the film are undermined by treating the teacher's persecutors as cartoonish villains who do everything but twirl their mustaches. It's rated PG, with very serious themes, but nothing inappropriate for young viewers. 2.5 stars for God's Not Dead 2.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.